This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. A mutant strain of the coronavirus is causing fear in the United Kingdom and abroad, so much so that countries across the globe have shut their borders to Britain to try to prevent the highly infectious strain from entering. Now, BioNTech's chief executive is speaking out with a message of calm. Ugur Sahin of BioNTech, the company that co-developed the Pfizer vaccine, said he is confident the vaccine would be effective against a variant of the coronavirus. He told Bild TV that his company is investigating the mutation, but he viewed the matter with a degree of soberness. The World Health Organization also has cautioned against major alarm, saying this was a normal part of a pandemic's evolution. The WHO added there is no evidence the new strain is deadlier or more severe than any more common strains, and the best thing people can do is work to suppress transmission. Several countries have imposed bans on British commercial airline flights, automobile journeys, and cross-channel trains and freight because of rising international alarm. And one of Britain's major supermarket chains warned the blockade could trigger shortages of fresh fruit and vegetables later this week. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden received his first dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine moments ago at a hospital in the U.S. state of Delaware. The president-elect thanked the healthcare and clinical workers who have worked tirelessly through the pandemic. He also said the Trump administration deserves credit for getting Operation Warp Speed, the vaccine development program, off the ground. Also Monday, the U.S. government and two of the nation's largest pharmacy chains began a nationwide campaign to vaccinate nursing home residents. The program is led by Walgreens Boots Alliance and CVS Health Corps. This is VOA News. Luxembourg will join its European neighbors in reinforcing virus lockdown rules after Christmas, Prime Minister Xavier Bettel announced on Monday. From December 26th, the overnight curfew will begin 2 hours earlier at 9 p.m., and shops deemed non-essential will be told to close down. The reopening of schools after the Christmas and New Year break will be postponed until January 10th. Luxembourg's coronavirus figures have been improving, but the situation remains worrisome with rising case numbers in neighboring countries. National associations of doctors, nurses, and seven other medical groups in Japan declared a state of medical emergency on Monday, urging the government to support the nation's medical system creaking under the strain of the coronavirus pandemic. The joint statement said the spread of the coronavirus infection shows no signs of stopping. Left unchecked, people in Japan will not be able to receive regular medical care, let alone for COVID-19. The U.S. House and Senate are expected to vote soon on a $900 billion COVID-19 relief bill they finally agreed upon that will put money in the pockets of millions of Americans. Under the agreement, $600 checks would go to Americans making less than $75,000 a year, $300 a week to the unemployed, and there's money for businesses, schools, healthcare providers, and renters facing eviction. The earliest Americans could see checks in January. U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr said Monday Russia was behind the massive hack of a U.S. government computer systems, contradicting President Donald Trump's suggestion that China could be involved. 2 days after President Trump downplayed what intelligence experts have called the most devastating break in the U.S. computer security in years, Barr said he agreed with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's attributing the hack to Russia. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny said Monday he had tricked a Russian secret agent into disclosing details of the botched plot to kill him and had been told poison had been placed in his underpants. Navalny, one of President Vladimir Putin's most outspoken critics, was airlifted to Germany for treatment in August after collapsing on a plane in Russia. Germany has said he was poisoned with a Soviet-style Novichok nerve agent in an attempt to murder him, an assertion many Western nations accept. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.